highest self and extend to your higher selves in parallel dimensions, and to be able to bring you and help you right here. So we're going into past lives, we're going into future, we're going into now, we're quantum leaping, we're going into this cosmos, we're going into infinity and beyond and back. That's what we're doing when we're channeling. We're activating. Channeling is the activation. It's an activation. It's for you to really bring into your subconscious, what is it for you? For you individually and uniquely made, what is it that you need on your spiritual journey this week? What is it that you need to focus on? Yes, there is a general message. There's a general message for everybody listening, but then it goes down deeper to where it's going to call you and it's going to make sense just for you. Whatever the message is, whatever spirit is trying to channel today, and get into the flow, because when I'm talking, it's almost like a spoken word, beautiful rhythmic pattern of love and joy and getting into that flow and feeling it and feeling the high vibration and really making it happen. So we're here and we are connecting, and you're going to channel directly from spirit, and love is here with you. Love is available. You are so loved. You are so beautiful. You are just making everything happen the way that it should. Your confirmation is here right now on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. If you chose to take time out of your busy schedule or your day to relax from 12 to 2 p.m. to heal and to feel good, congratulations, because you're going to receive it. And I just wanted to tell you that personally. When we put the effort in, it happens. When we say to the universe, I'm ready. When we say, yes, spirit, talk to me, they talk. When we say, I want to open up, I want to understand. You open up, you understand, and you get the gifts, and you receive all the gifts. You receive everything that you need. Oh, it feels so good to be alive, doesn't it? It just feels so good to awaken your soul and say, yes, there's something here that is here to feed me, to nurture me, to take care of me. I am here. Yes, you are. You are most definitely here. So with that, I want to play. Guess what we're playing? Yeah, we're playing some Kanye. We're playing some Kanye. Follow God off the Jesus is King album. So here we go. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Sunday service. This is Sunday service. And we are going to be here till 2 p.m. A big I love you.
Can you lose by following God? I'm not talking about following people. I'm not talking about following your friend. I'm not talking about following different preachers. I'm not talking about following other men. Can you lose by following God? He created the heavens and the earth. He's the greatest. Loves us so much. How could you lose if you follow God? I follow him anyway. Father, I stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons. like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking at the gram and I don't even like lights. I was screaming at my daddy, told me it ain't Christ-like. I was screaming at the referee, just like Mike. Looking for a bright light, Seagull, what your life like? Riding on a white bike, feeling like a sight bike. Pressing on the gas, supernova for a night light. Screaming at my dad and he told me it ain't Christ-like. But nobody never tell you when you're being like Christ. Only ever seeing me, only when they need me. Like if Tyler Perry made a movie for BT, searching for a deity. Now you wanna see it free, now you wanna see it free. Let you see it through your piece, tell me what your life like. Turn it down a bright light. Driving with my dad and he told me it ain't Christ-like. I'm just trying to find, I've been looking for a new way. I'm just really trying not to really do the fool way. I don't have a cool way, being on my best though. Lock up on a text though, nothing else next though. Not another word, letter, picture or a decimal. Wrestling with God, I don't really wanna rest so. Man, it's really lifelike, everything in my life. Arguing with my dad and he said it ain't Christ-like. Man. Somebody only close to could get you like off your. I be on my. I woke up this morning. I said my prayers. I'm all doing good. I try to talk to my dad, get him some advice. He starts spazzing on me. I start spazzing back. He said they ain't Christ-like. I said, ah!
For me.
Thank you.
And good morning. You are listening to, actually, good afternoon, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, right here, Sunday service. I hope you're enjoying that. Oh my God, that was rocking my world. We had the Kanye and then we had the bluegrass. Come on. That's how I do it. That's how I get down. Oh, that was good. That was pretty magical. I must say that was pretty magical. Woo! All is good. All is well. All is magic. Stay tuned because we have at the 120, we're raising our vibrations and we're bringing it in. Hey, Mom, am I said, am I coming in clear? Am I coming in clear? Yes, you are coming in clear. Remember Willy Wonka? Please don't stop. I only a few people are going to understand exactly what I'm saying here and going to find this funny. And I think it's funny, actually, that I'm sitting here in the studio and there's no lights in here. And I'm just literally relying on the outside light. But there's really not much outside light. It's very dreary and it's very rainy. And it's like English beat fog. And I love it. Give it to me. Yes. Let's continue. I want some Frank in my life. I want some Sinatra. What better way? Frank Sinatra and his daughter, the duet, unforgettable. Saying something stupid like, I love you. It's 111, make a wish. What's your wish? I wish all of you love. It's 111, make your wish. Mwah.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like, I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come through. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like, I love you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Greetings. It's a beautiful afternoon, and it is time that we are entering into that space where we're doing our life channeling, and we are going to get into the miraculous. Yes, we are. Infinite Spirit, thank you for being here with us. If you are new to the Paranormal Playground Sounds on Live on Sunday service, we do our weekly inspirational channeling. Our weekly inspirational channeling right now. You know what? Let's kick it old school. I actually want the more angelic sounds. So we're going to kick it old school. No, actually new school, old school. Right here. So if you are new, we're going to start our channeling that we start always at 120. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to let Infinite Spirit just use me and whatever message that needs to come through. It's going to flow for about 10 to 12, anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes. But, you know, usually it's around 10 minutes. It's just whenever I'm feeling I'm getting whatever needs to come out. And I'm just going to flow as if you're hearing a preacher preach, but I'm not really technically preaching. It's more channeling. And so I'm channeling the word of spirit. I'm channeling the cosmos. I'm channeling the presence. I'm channeling the infinite good of what needs to be said and what you need to hear for the week. There's a general message. There's a general theme for everyone, but take it individually to how it individually uniquely works for you. We're going to open up our space for the week. I'm telling you, the Sunday has done wonders for me. During the Sunday service, I have seen so much transformation by doing this. So whenever you're getting a chance today, thank you. Welcome. This is you. How good for you, good for your soul, and good for everything that you're doing. This is for you and listening. So we're going to be here. So Infinite Spirit, and I just want to start off with giving grateful thanks. I'm grateful to be of service right now, and I'm grateful for the love to flow through me. And I ask Spirit to let the love flow through me to you. Spirit, let me hear, let me be here in this infinite space right now and deliver the message exactly the way that I need to deliver it, that everyone can hear. when everyone can understand. Infinite Spirit, use me. Use me, Infinite Spirit. Channel through me. Woo! Channel through me, Infinite Spirit. Today is the day, Infinite Spirit, you channel through me and understand right now for everybody listening right now in this moment. So we awaken to this moment today, Sunday, beautiful Sunday, as we're entering into the new moon that's coming into this week. Open up your heart and open up your heart spaces right now to this beautiful infinite life intelligence that is here, and that is angels coming in right here, right now for you. See, we have all the archangels, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Uriel. We come in with peace. We come in with the light. We come in with all protection and love. You see, right now, as we're entering a time of beauty, of massive beauty right now is the understanding, the word. Understand what that word beauty means. That understanding, the aesthetics, the eye, the art, everything that we can see, creation, and we're making it come into this space right now. So you want your life to be beautiful. You want your life, you want this world to be beautiful. You want everything to be beautiful. You see, when you go outside and you go and you enter into the world and you see all these beautiful flowers and you sniff it and you get a charge, woo, what is going on? What is here? You're getting energy. Those are megahertz. That charge, that infinite charge that you're feeling, when you smell the air, you're smelling all the beautiful green trees. That's the oxygen you're taking in. And you're feeling that beautiful energy. But most of all, when you go up to a rose and you're smelling and you're sniffing it and it smells so good, there's a fragrance, there's a natural beauty, there's a natural fragrance. It looked good and it smells good. And that was perfectly there for you. It wasn't an accident that that flower was made. It wasn't an accident that right now, right there, that electrical charge that gave you energy, that beautiful picture, that picture of a beautiful rose in those beautiful colors that just magically appear so gracefully, that when you inhaled and you take in its charm, you get energized. This isn't an accident. This is nature right now. See, this is you in this moment understanding that there's infinite energy within you. You see that flower that sits there, that flower that you just sit, you pick and you pluck and you put into your living room and your dining room and you put in your hair and you put in designs and you put everywhere to look beautiful and look pretty and make things look elegant and magical and feminine. You see, that is the energy that you take in right now to understand that is the beauty. They want you to understand the aesthetics of art that is inside of you. You see, you have the ability this week to choose. What are you choosing? Are you choosing beauty? Are you choosing good? Are you choosing things that feel good right now? Are you painting a picture? What is the picture you're going to paint for your life today? What is the picture you're going to paint for your life the next week? I am getting, oh, this is so beautiful. The messages of art is just coming in. It's just coming in because art is not just a paintbrush and paint, and then we paint it and you put it on a canvas and there. It's cooking. You know, art is cooking. Art is moving your body. Art is the way we communicate, the way we write. Art and creation is everything that we do with our beautiful hands. Well, our hands are one avenue to create this beauty, this magnificent that is coming in full force. Oh my goodness, I see the galaxies and I see the stars in your hands right now. Look at your hands. They're filled with the stars in the sky. Look at your hands. Look at that beautiful, elegant cosmos. Can you see it? I can see it right now. As I'm looking at my hands, I'm looking into outer space. You see, you must look at your hands and you must feel outer space. You must see it. Can you see it? Can you see all those beautiful colors? All the beautiful galaxies? All those intricate designs? All of the Milky Ways? Do you see a shooting star? Do you see the movie playing in your hands? Imagine your hands are movie screens right now and there's an infinite picture playing. You don't need a TV. You don't need a projector. You just look at your hands and you can see all the magic that is happening right here, right now. It's here for you and it's in your hands. Just picture that. Picture and understand what that means when it's in your hands. You see, at any time, you've got that ability. And anytime you've got that masterpiece, you've got that award-winning film right there in the palm of your hands. That award-winning film right now that everybody's seeing, that everybody's seeing the preview to. Oh, you've just begun. You've just begun the preview. You're seeing it right here. Everybody can go to the theater and see your beautiful film. But that is your choice. Are you going to direct a beautiful film? Are you going to direct a story that plays out exactly all the characters, all the events, everything that you want to happen? Or are you going to play a movie? And are you going to direct a movie that is not incongruent with who you are, that is not aligned, that reflects a world that you don't want to be in? You see, you have a choice. You have free will. Where is the beauty? Where is your beauty? Beauty comes in all different shapes and forms. And that is the intricate message for today about beauty. The theme is beauty. Are you seeing your own beauty? Or are you seeing just standards of beauty that were being portrayed in the media? Are we seeing only standards of beauty that are being portrayed on advertisements, commercials, and the cinema and everything else? You have your own cinema. Oh, yeah. You see, you have your own movie production. You've got your own media, baby. Oh, you're your own media. And what are you going to tell the world about your media? What are you reflecting in your own media and your own advertisements? You be your own advertisement. You see, right now, we cannot let the collective of one world tell us how to be, how to live, how to see ourselves. We cannot allow that. You see, that's hell. That's a prison. That's a jail cell, baby. That ain't life. That ain't freedom. Freedom is right now. You're telling the story. You got the camera right now, and you saying this is what's going on in my world. You're saying this is what's going on in my life. This is the media. Oh, you are that media projecting. And everyone who comes into your field, you're choosing love through that media, and you're choosing to give it. You see, everybody who decided to listen and tune in today, you are choosing love. You are choosing love. You're choosing light. You are choosing your higher self. You are choosing a world that is infinite. You must understand that you're choosing infinity and beyond. You are infinity and beyond. Oh my goodness, I just looked at the clock and I cannot believe that it's already at 1:30. Have I really been talking this long? No, it's only been a second. But do you see? But do you see how this works? Do you see how much happens when we are in the flow of nature, when we are grooving, when we are so high, when we are so happy, we are so in tune, how fast things manifest? You see, that is the reflection of manifestation. When we are enjoying ourselves and time goes by so quick, do you know what that is? All that is the projection of manifesting that fast. Understand it. As the new moon approaches, what are you really asking yourself? As a new moon approaches, are you really, really digging deep to ask about what you want? Are you really asking, do I really want this? Do you really want a car? Do you really want money? Do you really want a new relationship? Or is there something deeper going on? Do you want a car so you can get to A, B, and C to fulfill your dreams? Do you want more money so you can enjoy and have the comforts of life of eating better and taking care of yourself and choosing the items that are more, that are gonna last longer? Do you want a new relationship because you actually really want yourself and you really want to love yourself? What is the root of why we're wanting these things? And get down and down and down and deeper. Because when you get down and down and deeper to asking why you want these things, you're going to manifest it faster. You see, when you get honest with the universe and you get honest with yourself and you say, that's why I really want that. That's why I really want something. It's going to manifest faster because it's called alignment, baby. It's called authenticity. It is organic. It is your truth. And that's why you will get it faster. The more honest you are, the quicker you get results, baby. Woo! Woo-wee! Let's fly. Fly with me. We'll fly. Let's fly like Frank said, Esther said. Let's fly because this is your opportunity now to fly. When we make a wish upon a star, when we pray to God, when we put it out and we say the I am presence, and when we put it out and we say the affirmations, that's us. That's us flying. That's us being free. That is the magic of the now right here, creating, talking to dead entertainers, bringing the supernatural here. This is where it's at right now. You've got to understand your highest potential. If I'm right here making this magnificent supernatural abundance happening, where you can see it and you can feel it, and you know without a doubt there is something inside of you that's saying the same thing. Oh, you got it. You got it. There, you got it. I'm here to show you the same thing is within you as you're here to show me the same thing is with me. You see, we're all one. All one. See, this is what beauty is. And when we come back to this understanding, as Spirit says, what is beauty? What does it feel like? This is it. So are you tapping into your own beauty? Ask yourself that question. As you go into this world, do you really see yourself beautiful? Or are you seeing yourself comparing yourself to something that ain't even real on the TV? Are you comparing yourself to a world that ain't even yours? Stop comparing yourself to worlds that are not yours. And be here and be in the light with truth that is yours. Because let me tell you something, once you start embracing that beauty that's yours, everyone's gonna see how beautiful it is. Everyone's gonna say it's beautiful. No one can dispute that it isn't. Regardless of what you may hear, of what somebody may say, of opposition, your truth will always be your truth, and you've got to understand that. You've got to be in it. Do you see yourself as beautiful? Is the question that Spirit wants you to understand. Spirit wants you to ask yourself through this week, because if you do not, you're going to have a harder time, baby, manifesting. If you don't see that light, if you don't see that shine, if you don't see that worthiness, if you don't see that flower in that rose that is inside of you that has all that energy it needs, all that beauty to attract. It's so attractive. You are so attractive. You are nothing but attractive. You got it. You got everything that you want. Woo! You have it all. You have it all. See, we're here in this moment right now at the Paranormal Playground Sounds, reminding you of your power. See, we're here at the Paranormal Playground Sounds, activating a wish within ourselves to understand, let's go higher. Let's be higher. Let's be the dream. We are the high right now. We are the high vibration. You see, we came together. We came together to make this power happen, and it is an energy. It is an unstoppable energy of good and love and joy, connecting together, connecting with one. We are one. You see this beautiful infinite nature? We are one. And you see how much longer the channeling is going, because we're in the flow right now. It's easy. It's so easy. You see how easy? Oh, it's so easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. And I love the channeling from the different artists and the Buddy Holly and the Frank Sinatra and the music that just starts coming in and the lyrics that come in as sound and sight and play and joy and love. And you are here. Woo! You're both here. Feel this energy and feel your heart getting lifted and lifted to the highest good. You are miraculous, Spirit. You are miraculous, soul. And we have all come together. It's only going to get better. You see, you may see a different story being played out through the media. You may see a story being played out on your social media and what your friends are saying or what that person's saying or what that person's doing. But the truth is inside of you. You are that beautiful Hollywood camera. You're going to tell a different story. Oh, you're going to tell the truth. You're going to tell the uniqueness, the beauty that comes right out of you. You've got this. You are the one. You make the call. Baby, you got this. Woo! We're here. We're here right now. Giving grateful thanks to God, giving grateful thanks to beauty, giving grateful thanks to ourselves and everybody's here. Oh, we're rejoicing, and it's so good to be alive right now. It's so good to be free, and it feels so good to be loved. Feel how good that feels to be loved by all of your loved ones, because that's what this is. We're here right now because Spirit loved us so much. Understanding and feeling that energy of why this is even existing, because there was an unseen force that loved you so much and said, we want you to have this. We want you to have joy, happiness, and we need you to know how taken care of you are. And you need to understand and feel this message. For all of you listening, you need to know how loved you are. No matter what you've gone through, no matter what you've done, no matter what you did, no matter what you've been told, you are going to be loved regardless. There's an unconditional force, an unstoppable unconditional force that is here to love you. everybody listening right now. You came to get love. This is love. This is love. This is life. Thank you. Thank you so much. The wall that went to us. 16 minutes. Thank you. See, you know it's good. You know it's channeling when it's ending in tears. And that's exactly where we're at. We gotta heal. We must heal. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening. And I leave you with the love and blessings of Spirit. I hope you were feeling all of that and you got everything that you needed. Sometimes we just need that reminder in order to move, in order to want to continue to live, in order to say, actually, I know why I'm here and I'm going after it. I've been there. I've been in the places where I was ready to give up. And then I heard a voice, the voice of the reminder, another human being doing exactly what I was doing. That's why I'm here doing this, because another human being did this and I heard another being doing this. And I said, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to dedicate my life's work to this. And now I'm here. Feel your purpose right now. Feel how good it is to know exactly what it is. Oh my God, this was so good. Thank you so much. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on WMFO 91.5 FM. Oh my God, I'm so out of it that I don't even know what I'm saying. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Bedford Tufts Freeform Radio. The Paranormal Playground Sounds Sunday Service Special Edition. We gotta celebrate. I feel like I feel like there needs to be a song of celebration that comes up. A very high-tuned song. Oh my God. That, you know, that we're channeling all things that are just magnificent and well and playful. Oh my God, I'm so happy right now. My energy is sky high. I hope you're all getting this, because this energy is here to share with all of you. Share this with your energy. Share whatever you have inside of you. Give love to your loved ones. Spread it. Spread it to everything. Spread everything. Bless. Oh my. Everything. I got a really good song here for you. You're gonna love, actually. I love this song and I haven't heard it in ages. And I'm like, oh my God. Finally. Finally. Oh my God. So, and I really hope you enjoy all of this. So while we're here, we have 20 more minutes here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Please join in and continue. Please remember to tune in Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. You are definitely not going to miss this show and what the spirits, the dead entertainers who came in. Yes, dead musicians come in and I play their songs and I play their music and then I give a message. And you won't believe who was in my dreams this week, but you got to wait till Tuesday to find out. So here's Brett Denon. Blessed.
The sun, the clouds and rain, the wind that sweeps the sky clean and lets the sun shine again. This is the most magnificent life has ever been. Here is heaven and earth and the brilliant sky in between. Blessed is this life and I'm gonna celebrate being alive. Blessed is this life and I'm gonna celebrate being alive. Thank you. dwell in the darkness, I let in the light. Asleep in the afternoon and become the noise in the night. I trespass in temptation, suffered in sacrifice, but die awake each day with a new sunrise. But da 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 ba 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 da 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 ba ba da ba da 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 da. Ah, blessed is this life, oh, and I'm gonna celebrate being alive. Blessed.
So why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream.
Oh man, Isaiah, he spoke of the coming of the Messiah before that he left his homeborn higher. Matthew's gospel, I heard the man cry, Jesus is born, surely must die. The clothed my Lord in the judgment robes and led him born down into judgment hall. I caught that fella, the high priest said, they whipped him till the break of day. Hold on, he looked over Calvary, the hills of city, heard a rumbling like the chariot wheels. Hey, John, what do it mean? Cruel Jews were whipping him still.
Tell me, who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Tell me, who's that riding?
John the Revelator.
Tell me, what is he riding?
Riding in the book of the seven seas.
Hold on. He looked over Calvary's hills. He said he heard a rumble like the chariot wheels.
Hey, John, what do it mean?
It means the gate was going to blow, and blow so loud. The saints are going to ride to heaven in the clouds. The stars in the heaven will all come down, and the dead's going to rise up from under the ground. But the seas are going to boil and cause what flood. The moon's going to drip or the wind to blood. Then the sun's going to come up and hide a face. And the rocks are going to cry, no hiding place. Hold on, he looked over Calvary, the hills. He said he heard a rumble like the chariot's wheels.
Hey, John, what do it mean?
It means sight to the blind, the dumb going to talk, the lame going to pick up the beds and ball.
Hey, John, trapped your pen, stop that writing to dying men. Tell me who's that writing?
John the Revelator.
Well, I look down the road and never
my soul. Baby, 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 don't you know my love is true? Honey, 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 get up off of that money. Love, 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 love. Ooh, my soul. Baby, 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 don't you know my love is true? Honey, 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 get up off of that money. Kiss, 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 kiss. Ooh, my soul. Baby, 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 don't you know my love for you? Honey, 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 get up off of that money. Love, 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 love. Ooh, my soul.
Hello. Well, we're Outskies. This is the Paranormal Playground Sound Sunday service right here on 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh, my soul! It's been a beautiful Sunday service with high energy. I hope you're feeling energized. I hope you're feeling fulfilled, good, satisfaction. I hope all of your paranormal, supernatural needs have been met. I had such a blast here. Thank you so much. I love you so, so much. I've just spread so much love today. Thank you for choosing Sunday service to be your spiritual fulfillment of the day and connecting. Even if you didn't get spiritually fulfilled, then do something that is going to fulfill you. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just kidding. And tune in Tuesday, 6 to 8 p.m. for some more Paranormal Playground Sound. See what dead entertainer, see what dead musician on the spirit world, what playlist they're playing, and what messages I have for you from beyond. Thank you so much. I'm gonna leave you here with some Ella Fitzgerald. It's a cute song. It's gonna definitely boost the energy up. I love you. Until then, mwah!
Should write a book for you that brought me fame and fortune too. That book would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you. And if I should paint a picture too that showed the loveliness of you, my heart would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you, to you. Because your love is the beacon that lights up my way, to you. Because with you I know a lifetime could be just one heavenly day. If I should find a twinkling star, one half so wondrous as you are, that star would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you. Thank you. my way to you, because with you I know a lifetime could be just one heavenly day. If I should find a twinkling star, one half so wondrous as you are, that star would be like my heart and me.
Yo, hip hop started out in the heart, yo. Not everybody trying to chart, say what? Hip hop started out in the heart, yo. Not everybody trying to chart.
Come on now, baby, come on now, baby, come on now, baby, come on. Come on now, baby, come on now, baby, come on now, baby, come on.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Everything you drop is so tired.
Everything.
Music is supposed to inspire.